Welcome to Lunch with Leon and a special edition as we're on site at Warwick University with 20 of our partners and prospective exhibitors, and where we've set up with our friends Natural Green Creative Spaces a test and demonstration of a COVID secure exhibition space. We have exhibition stands, catering and hospitality areas set up. We've got special signage and also various forms of sanitization. All these are elements that exhibitors can use to maintain proper social distancing, not to spoil the enjoyment of their guests and customers, and to make sure absolutely safe for their staff. All this after visitors have been received in a safe registration area, had their temperature checked, and given their track and trace details and been briefed. Now, really interesting to talk to Charlie Cox, who is the Chief Executive of Natural Green Creative Spaces.
So, Charlie, here we are at the ITT Hub event in Warwick. We're sat inside one of your buildings, and what are we learning today about COVID-secure events and exhibitions?
Well, what we're trying to demonstrate today is that we believe the world of events, exhibitions and experiential experiences can still take place and are available to clients. And we tried to demonstrate today some ideas how we can get this message across and deliver.
So I think our message to people, both as exhibitors and to visitors, is that even with social distancing, there are plenty of measures that can be taken to make sure that everything is COVID secure. We're actually sat in one of your buildings. We're surrounded by screens, hand sanitizers, different sorts of ways of sterilizing and so on. So this must be a growth business for you now.
Well, I'd like to think it will be a growth business. I mean, I think part of the growth needs to be that we need to get confidence back in the marketplace and show people how they can attend events and meet people in a safe way. And we're very much hoping that working with new ideas and being flexible ourselves, that we can deliver and enable these events to take place.
Well, certainly we've got a glorious sunny day today, and ITT Hub 2021 is partially outdoors, partially indoors. So obviously there are different things for indoors and for outdoors as far as you're concerned.
Well, I think we have to look at the whole event in its entirety. Indoor and outdoor spaces need to be well linked, well signed, and also have measures in place to make sure that visitors keep distance and are following the relevant rules and regulations that are put in place. So I think the principles can be used internally and externally, but we just need to remember signage, directions, information, and education is really important.
We were delighted that several of our show partners were able to come and see us here at Warwick and see for themselves what's now possible. National Grid is one of our commercial partners.
Hi, I'm Julie Cook. I'm Stakeholder Engagement Manager in Electricity Transmission at National Grid. So I really wanted to come along, see the different exhibitions, see what this is all about. Really great space, really good novel, really enthusiastic team. National Grid are really excited to be a commercial partner. It's a great opportunity to come along.
And the other thing I like about it is, I don't know about you, I've done so much Zoom in the last 6 months. To actually come to an event where we are socially distanced, where everything is clean and everything is sanitized, but we can talk to real people. That's a real buzz for me.
Absolutely. It's great to meet people face to face, and actually really been lacking that. Still feels a bit uncomfortable not to be shaking hands, especially when you're meeting new people, but we're managing to get through that. But yeah, really great social distance space, and I think it really shows that the event itself can be amazing.
Several of our partners told me it was great to be meeting real people again, and that our show in May 2021 might well be the first major event when people can really get together. I was happy to talk to Alex Williams from Renault Trucks.
Hi, Leon. I'm Alex Williams, Head of Brand and Communications at Renault Trucks UK and Ireland.
So, welcome to Warwick. Has it been a good event for you?
Well, absolutely. Right on our doorstep as well, with our headquarters being in Warwick, but fantastic to pop down here today and see what 600 square metres looks like from a stand perspective. Trying to envisage that sort of in the mind isn't always so easy. So to come down here and see, get some inspiration on how we could best use that space ready for May next year has been really beneficial.
So you've got some ideas out of this today?
Yeah, absolutely. We really have. I mean, we've spoken with Natural Green Creative Spaces on some of the some of the things that they can offer through through their organisation. And it really is evident, you know, distance is possible. And actually, the year that we've had this year, we're really looking forward to getting back to a show.
With all this news about the depressed economy, I was really pleased to be talking to several companies that thought they were enjoying some business recovery and were optimistic about how they had to fight for their new business. I was talking to Paul Kirby.
So I'm Paul Kirby. I'm a head of LCV and EV at Vanarama. Business is very interesting. So we deal primarily in the SME market, and we are seeing pre-COVID rates of ordering. There are still financial challenges for people, you know, getting credit and all of those kinds of things. That is much trickier these days, but we are seeing a return of confidence, and it's not off a cliff. There is a positive atmosphere in the market. This has been a really good experience to get a feel for what something might look like at the ITT Hub in May next year. And also, it's been good to engage with different people to understand, you know, how we'll meet the needs of the SME market from a commercial vehicle perspective.
I don't know about you, the thing I'm enjoying most of all is meeting real people, because all I've seen are people on Zoom for the last 6 months. So I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to a show next spring when we can all be together.
Absolutely. I definitely miss the events. I'm a very social person, and I enjoy the interaction that we have. So, and also I find that when you're able to catch up informally and collaborate with one another, great ideas come from that. And so there's a lot of energy.
So as we've been hearing, one of the reasons to come to ITT Hub 2021 next May is there will be a huge collection of different enterprises showing us what they can do. ITT Hub seeks to bring together not only the vehicle manufacturers, but also the data handlers, the disruptors, and the energy providers. And as for me, well, you know, you're never too old to learn. And I was fascinated by my talk with Aaron Thomas from Trailar about what they will be exhibiting.
Aaron, thank you very much. What does Trailar do?
What does Trailar do? So we put solar matting on top of commercial vehicles. So instead of putting it on a house, we put it on moving targets, i.e. Any commercial vehicles, whether it's a bus, a rigid trailer, or even waste collection vehicles. And we use that power and put it in the right place where that vehicle needs it at the right time. So we effectively reduce the need for diesel being burnt to power equipment on that vehicle and reduce CO2 emissions and maintenance costs at the same time.
So that's extraordinary. So there's enough space on the roof of the vehicle
yes,
to generate enough electricity?
We don't even cover the whole roof of the vehicle in most cases, so it all depends on how much power that needs, that the vehicle needs, as to how much solar we put on top of the vehicle. So most cases we only cover maybe, you know, less than a third of the vehicle, but in the case of a bus or a waste collection vehicle that are power hungry, we would look to cover the majority of that vehicle with the solar matting. Our kits at the moment are for combustion diesel engines, although we are looking and getting it installed on electric vehicles to do exactly that, really, to see about, you know, extending the range, which we've got the capability of doing, reducing charging times, and obviously maintaining the battery longevity, I guess, of that electric vehicle or diesel vehicles as well.
So as you know, ITT Hub 2021 is at the amazing Farnborough Exhibition and Conference Centre, home of the famous Farnborough Air Show. With the show partially outdoor and indoor, there's plenty of space, many opportunities for ride and drive, and incredible facilities for our thought leadership program over the 2 days, which is being staged for us with Logistics UK. But we have had fabulous support from the venue itself. And here is Carlo Zucchelli from Farnborough to explain why.
So, Carlo, here we are in Warwick. That's a long way from Farnborough. What are you doing today?
Well, we're here supporting ITT Hub. You know, this is a great demonstration today of what all the team are working hard to do in terms of understanding the indoor and outdoor exhibition potential and strengths that ITT really brings to the market.
Yeah, and we're here today because, and this must be a big thing for you now, doing events, big exhibitions and so on in a COVID-secure manner. Whole new territory for people like you, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, you know, and for us, it's, you know, how we can demonstrate the partnership that we have with our organisers and really relate to the exhibitors that we're seeing here today on all the aspects that we're putting in place at Farnborough alongside ITT Hub to make it a very secure environment for all of those guests.
So for people listening to this, ITT Hub, of course, is going to be both outside and inside. So just starting off with the inside, what are the precautions inside in terms of the air circulation and so on? What's the gig at Farnborough?
Yeah, I guess we're in a bit of a lucky situation at Farnborough, that the fact that we're only a building that's 2 years old, so it's got a brand new heating and ventilation HVAC system that obviously works to fantastic capabilities. To manage that, the number of guests in the building.
And then outside, what we're seeing here today is our friends at Natural Green have brought us the very latest thinking in terms of outdoor exhibitions, COVID safe equipment.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. It's, but not only feeling safe, but feeling safe in a comfortable environment. You know, we're sat here on what, best part of 600 square meters, and you know, it feels spacious, you know, and you'll feel that gives me confidence in knowing that when visitors are attending and meeting these exhibitors, that they'll feel confident in what they can do here on site. You know, for me, I traveled up yesterday to attend today to support the team at ITT Hub, and that's something that we want to do, and that's testament to the relationship we have with ITT Hub and Mark and the team here. And it's exciting, you know, to see how many people have turned up today to all support that. Look, we all want to get off Zoom and be out there and having those face-to-face conversations because they're so much more meaningful.
And Farnborough, of course, beautifully placed. It's easy to drive to, close to the M25, enormous amount of parking space. It's only a short taxi ride or bus ride from the station with fast trains from Waterloo. Of course, you can fly there and land on the runway if necessary. So Farnborough is really well placed, and I think you'll have a great attendance. We'll have great support from the various industries, and it will be the place to come and learn about the next thing that's going to happen to your business and the next thing that's going to happen in the industries, so that we can prepare for whatever the future holds for us. So, Carlo, thank you very much indeed for joining us today, and continue to enjoy ITT Hub here at Warwick.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Leon.
So, as Carlo says, Farnborough has the latest air ventilation and filtering system for those exhibitors and visitors indoors, as well as, of course, everything we have outdoors. This building is only 2 years old, so it's got the very latest facilities. After talking to Carlo, I went across to see our operations director, Nick Fielding, who's completely responsible for all this. Nick.
Yeah, I think today's been a really good success. We've had a number of exhibitors and people that are looking to exhibit with us as well next year, just seeing really how they can exhibit and have their stand in a really good way so they can maximise the number of visitors to their stand. They've come away with lots of really interesting ideas. Natural Green, who have put on some of the exhibition spaces for them to look at, have come up with some really great creative solutions for them. And I think people have left very enthused and excited about the event next year and what they'll be able to do at it. So I think really exciting times, and we can't wait for ITT Hub in 2021 next year.
Well, amen to that, Nick. We want to have a fabulous show. A lot of the show is outside. Some of the show is inside. There'll be ride and drive. There will be lots of expertise from manufacturers, from data handlers, from the disruptors, and also from the energy providers. Anybody from these industries should be at ITT Hub next May at Farnborough.
And so then, for what must have been the largest ever lunch with Leon, I finished my wander around our setup at Warwick to go and talk to the chief executive of Binswood Media and ITT Hub, Mark Griffin.
Mark, how are you?
Tired now, Leon, after a very busy day of meeting customers, meeting clients, and hopefully talking to people who are pleased about what we're trying to do to keep the market engaged.
So, look, I've seen lots of happy faces today. I've also seen lots of familiar faces. What's been going on? Tell us.
The main thing is people are back talking to people again. People are not sat doing Teams and Zooms calls. We haven't had enough of that. And what was fantastic today was just seeing people talking and meeting people who have never met before. It was a real breath of fresh air to see that all going, really.
And so we've been here with some special friends of ours now, haven't we? Some partners.
Yeah, we've had loads. We've had all of our commercial partners, so Centrica, Lloyds Bank, National Grid teams all here, Lex Auto Lease. That's fantastic. And we've had a lot of our current exhibitors, but more importantly, our supplier partners as well. It's been a great day.
So I've been talking to the people here from Natural Green Creative Spaces, who've given us this wonderful display, which listeners can only imagine. But these are new ways of doing social distancing for big events. So you and I currently sat in what would be the registration office, which is fitted with hand sanitizer, fitted with screen, fitted with all the things that you need to register guests to run a successful outdoor event that's COVID secure. But they've also shown us some other booths and stands as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Deliberately, Charlie Cox and his team have been great. We've done this in a partnership today because many people are back in their businesses and they're being asked questions about how do we participate in events? Are they safe? Are they going to meet our social distancing internal requirements, etc., etc.? Lots of questions are being raised by many companies now. What we've done today is hopefully giving a lot of answers, give comfort to those people that are going to be part of ITT Hub next year, that they can do it safely, they can do it effectively, but above all, they can do it in a way that's going to help them with their business.
So the great thing about ITT Hub is, of course, that the show is both outside as well as inside. We've just been talking today about the prospects for outside, and obviously when people come to ITT Hub, they're assured of a COVID secure event, aren't they?
Absolutely. You'll have seen today, we've even had cleaning specialists here today who are going to give people advice on making sure that all the demonstration vehicles are all prepared prior to any customer going out in the demonstration line. All of our social distancing protocols. We've used it as a bit of a dress rehearsal, actually, because Guess what? It will be the first time for all event organisers to have done stuff in a new way. And this is all about confidence building and planning and preparation.
So you and I both agree about this. We're fed up with Zoom.
Yeah.
You can't go on holiday on Zoom. You can't do all of your business on Zoom because you need to meet with people and you need to see and feel and touch the product. So hopefully May 2021, when ITT Hub 2021 comes to Farnborough, we will have people able to come and see all the very latest in from the manufacturers, from the data providers, from the disruptors, and obviously from the energy providers. So it's going to be a really exciting time. We're demonstrating today that it's safe and secure for people to exhibit and for people to come. But why else should people come to the ITT Hub in 2021?
I think people need to come. As you rightly say, we're all getting Zoomed out and Teamsed out. Looking around today and seeing 30 people talking face to face, coming up with ideas. People have gone away from here today. It wasn't one of the objectives. They've actually done business.
Radical.
How cool is that? And I will bet my wallet that they wouldn't have done that business sat on the end of a Zoom call this morning.
Well, they wouldn't have had a Zoom call with these people here today because they wouldn't know who they were.
So. Hey, Leon, we've had people from Gatwick, we've had people from Warrington and Cheshire, we've had people down in Hampshire on the south coast, we've had people from Essex, all of whom have got out of their cars, got out of their homes, got into their cars or motorbikes, and they've come here to network. It's just refreshing to see it taking place. And that's what events are built on.
It certainly is. It certainly is. It's been very heartening to see some old friends, as you say, our suppliers and partners. They've all been here with great enthusiasm. We all think, don't we, that 2021 is going to be a big springboard. We've got to get back to work. We've got to get back to business. As has been said here today already, if we don't all get back to work and do some business, there'll be no money to pay for the National Health Service. So we've got to do this. And there are some opportunities. There really are some opportunities now.
Leon, it's absolutely right. I've said before on record that hopefully COVID will go away, but I know that net zero won't. Net zero is not going to go away, and that is what is driving this business. That's what's going to help refuel the economy. It's going to help take businesses forward. And being able to promote, being able to engage, being able to sell services, and being able to talk about the future, that is all what net zero is about. And I believe, personally, that net zero can play a massive part in helping recharging this economy. And if we can play our little part in doing this by supporting our exhibitors here, all of whom are looking for solutions, they've all got really good products that needs to get into the market, some new technology that I know is going to be announced next May that we don't know about yet. We're playing our part. And that's what the hub will do.
So one of the reasons why I think exhibitions like this are really important is for you to see things that you otherwise wouldn't know how to find.
and it inspires you to give you other ideas, things that might be good for your business in terms of cost savings, efficiencies, or sales.
Yeah, it was refreshing today, Leon, watching business cards being exchanged.
God, business cards.
Business cards were being exchanged, Leon. I watched business cards being exchanged. It was like the good old days. It was great. That wouldn't have happened on Zoom. That wouldn't have happened on a Teams call, and that's what we've all seen today.
No. Well, it has been fascinating. We've had glorious weather, which of course we'll have next May 2021. We've got that ordered. We've had vehicles on display here. We've had vans on display here. We've had range of the types of stand that you can have that promotes a COVID secure event, which is just amazing. But as you say, best of all, it's been the people. And I think having people together has been really the best thing.
I agree, Leon. You know this better than I do. Transport in this industry is all about people. Events is all about people. That's what's going to make our future businesses successful. See today, collaboration, networking in a good old-fashioned business environment is what's going to help us all move forward.
Well, we could try and pretend we're in Farnborough because we've got the sound of aeroplanes going over. I don't know whether this is the same pilot practicing takeoffs and landings or whether they're different people, who knows. But what we do know is that there's commerce to be done, there's business to be done. We have to face this. If we don't get commerce done, there just won't be any money. And if there's no money, we can't have all the things that we want for the country, for the people. So I think it's really important that companies like us are encouraging commerce, encouraging people getting back to doing the business. Because if we don't make stuff, if we don't sell it, if we don't sell it overseas, we haven't even got an economy, have we?
No, we haven't. And I'd give a message to all companies out there who are looking at events, whichever sector you're in. Don't be afraid to get back and do networking face to face. Have faith. All the industries that the event sector is trying to support do need people to get back in and engage with clients and network. And events like today have proved yet again that live events are the lifeblood of many sectors.
Well, you and I are sat here in the COVID secure registration booth. All of our visitors have gone home now. I think we've just got the staff left. We're looking across at our wonderful team of people at ITT Hub who've been a great support in putting this event on, together with our friends and partners, including the Farnborough International Exhibition and Conference Centre. Fabulous support from the team at Farnborough, who, of course, are keen to make sure that the show is a success. And our friends Natural Green Creative Spaces, who are clearly the experts in providing COVID-secure elements for exhibitions and shows such as our one, with different sorts of units. I'm looking across at one, which is a shipping container, which has been beautifully converted into a bar.
Well, it is. I think the bar's empty. We should make that clear. But Natural Green Spaces have done a brilliant job. Sustainability is at the heart now of everyone's future. We'll be rolling out some exciting news in the new year about our commitment to sustainable ways of exhibiting. They've showed today how important it is. But above all, what they've shown is that we can deliver events in a secure, COVID-secure way, in a responsible way as well, just by thinking ahead.
Well, I don't know about you, since we spent all day on our feet, I think it might be time for us to head home, don't you?
Yeah, we might have to head home, but I can think of a little stop off at the Binswood Tavern, perhaps before we get back on the train.
There we go. There's the plan then. We've been talking to Mark Griffin, who's the chief executive of Binswood Media and ITT Hub. A fabulous new show for manufacturers, data handlers, disruptors and energy providers across the spectrum at Farnborough at the Exhibition and Conference Centre in May 2021. Make sure you sign up to come. It's going to be a fabulous show. And if the sort of business that we've seen take place in our small little event today is replicated at Farnborough over those couple of days, as well as the fabulous thought leadership programme that's being organised by Logistics UK, we're going to have a really super time. So thank you very much indeed for joining us. ITT Hub Live, taking place here in Warwick.